So a lawyer, a doctor, and an engineer walk into an orchestra rehearsal, which actually happens every week at the National Institutes of Health Community Orchestra. It's the kind of place where CIA operatives and political operatives make up the string section. NPR's Siri Grassley is a member of the group, and she sent us this audio postcard.
A few weeks ago, Dan Walshaw took the podium to conduct his fourth concert with the group.
Good evening, or good afternoon. It's dark. Welcome to our winter concert.
If he sounds a little nervous, it's probably because he's worried about how to effectively conduct a group that's grown so big it spills into the wings of this high school stage.
All right, enjoy. Here's the Vorto.
Despite the National Institutes of Health name, the group is open to everyone. In fact, it has nearly tripled in size in just a year, thanks to word of mouth and a flood of 20-somethings looking for a place to play after college. Its members range from interns to high-level government employees with top-secret security clearances.
I'm a lawyer, like many people in D.C.
I work as a lawyer for the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
We're not all lawyers. I am an engineer, and I manage research for the National Science Foundation.
I'm a paralegal moonlighting as a bartender.
I'm a consumer safety officer. I protect the nation's food supply.
My day job is I'm a toxicologist, chemist in the National Cancer Institute, Division of Cancer Prevention.
In a city that's all about who you know and what you do, this is one of the few places where neither seems to matter. Walshaw says it's one of the things he loves about the group.
The same thing here. We have so many brilliant people who do amazing things in their lives, and then they come here every Wednesday night and play music. It's really wonderful.
I talked to some of the orchestra members after the concert about what brought them here and why they stay.
I'm Tom Holtzman. I'm a violinist.
I'm Jane Cota, and I play second violin.
My name is Angela Garoni, and I play the upright bass. I wasn't able to play in law school, and I missed playing. I felt law kind of drains any creativity.
I played as a kid in elementary school, but I gave it up and always regretted it and said when I retired I was going to do that as my hobby. And so I did.
I like that it's all ages because to me it's kind of precious to look over and see like a little old person playing with you. And
you know, at my age, I don't get to interact a lot with younger people and they're a lot of fun.
It really reminds you that you can keep playing your whole life.
For its conductor, the orchestra is more than just a creative outlet for Washingtonians.
To me, this represents the future of classical music in America.
Again, Dan Walshaw.
The major orchestras are losing their budgets, and because of that, if we don't have the community orchestras and the smaller ensembles and the amateurs playing, classical music will die because the professionals out there won't have other classical music lovers to play for. So groups like this are the only thing that will save music in this country.
For NPR News, I'm Siri Grassley.